My name's Gemma Coles and you're listening to Let's Talk Gymnastics, where we will discuss everything about gymnastics, from athlete, coach, teacher and gym club owner. This episode was taken from our Ask Gemma Gym series, which you can find on our social media, including YouTube. This time we are joined by my son Harrison for his thoughts on having a mum as a gymnastics coach. If you've been enjoying these episodes, then please feel free to share them with friends.
What's up guys, it's Ali A, and today, another video, me and Rich will have some high cool gameplay and we landed tilted. It's gonna be a rocker. Wait and watch till the end.
Okay, welcome to episode 3 of Ask Gemma Gym. And we've brought in the lovely Harrison here, who is my son. You gonna say hello?
Hi.
And the purpose of this blog is to answer some questions about, you know, being a mum and a gym owner, and just to see from my son's perspective, from his point of view.
Yeah, so we've got some questions for you both. Gonna start with Harrison. What does your mum actually do as a job? What does she do in like a day-to-day basis when you go to school? Like, what does she get up to? What do you think?
Goes to work.
Okay, so what does she do at work?
And tells people younger than her to do their warm-up.
Okay, so what?
And then she does all her other stuff, and then she goes home.
Okay, so where does she work?
Everywhere.
At the same time?
I'm superwoman, am I?
No, you just work at different places at different times.
So what kind of places?
Schools?
So that's a good example. Yeah. Anywhere else? Where else do I work?
Where do I work?
Your home.
My home or your home?
Yeah, we work in my house as well, don't we?
Yeah.
So what does Gemma get up to then on a day-to-day? When you're at school, what do you think she actually does? So she coaches gymnastics.
And then when she's at home, she eats chocolate.
When she's at home, she eats chocolate. Okay. Okay, so Gemma, what do you actually get up to as a job on a day-to-day basis?
Okay, so obviously I do run my own gymnastics club, but I also go around to lots of different primary schools, teaching teachers how to teach gymnastics and working with their pupils in their school. So that's really great. And then when I'm not doing either running my gymnastics club or doing that, then I'm working with you, Rob. So obviously we're doing all the paperwork, and obviously Rob is a digital marketing apprentice with myself. So that's what we're doing, promoting the books and the DVDs and the app that we have.
Good stuff. So Harry, what is it like to have your mum as a gymnastics coach?
Normal. Yeah.
So is it like, so do you find it any different when you have a different coach? Do you find it good? Do you find it just as good? Do you find it not as good? Like, how do you find it?
The same.
The same?
Okay,
so you like it how it is?
When you go to football training.
Yep.
Okay, does it seem exactly the same as when you come to gymnastics?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's really good.
That's good. That's a good thing. Good.
You don't find it annoying at all in any sense?
No, not really.
No, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, what's good about having me as your gymnastics coach then?
You always have to watch me rather than going home and going there and going back home.
Okay, so you like having somebody watching you all the time?
Yeah, like it's just like they can see.
Can you speak
what I
a
do.
Bit louder so everyone can hear?
Sorry. Like they can see what I do. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like that I get involved in your gymnastics?
Yeah.
That's good.
Good stuff. Gemma, what's it like to teach Harry at gymnastics?
Well, sometimes. Can you be a little bit challenging?
No.
Never.
Okay, so, yeah, on the whole, like Harrison says, it's really nice to be with him and to be doing something that he really enjoys. I'm really aware that I mustn't have favourites in my gym, so I mustn't, like, spend more time with Harrison or any of the other boys than I do anyone else. Things like if we do like little mini competitions within the club, I find it really hard. If I think Harrison's the best, kind of like thinking off the top of my head, right, is he really, or is it because I'm his mum? And if I do pick him, are other people going to think it's just because he's my son?
That's why I get like, I've got like 5 silvers.
Is that why? So you've got 5 silvers?
Yeah, something like that.
5 silver medals because your mum let you in. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That might be the case, Harrison. Like whether we realise or not, maybe, yeah. Maybe you can't be the winner or the best in our gym club. It probably wouldn't seem right.
Okay, so Gemma, what's the best bit about Harrison?
Oh, the best bit about my son. Well, Harrison makes me laugh.
Cool.
Yes. And funnily enough, yesterday I was talking to one of the girls that were in your class, and they were saying, oh, what's Harrison like at school? And I said, oh, he's pretty good, but he can be a bit mischievous. And they said, oh, she said, oh, what do you mean exactly? And I said, oh, well, actually, here's one of the girls from Harrison's class. And the girl said, oh, what does Harrison do at school that's naughty? And she said, he's just a bit cheeky, and he answers back, but he's really, really funny. So obviously it's not just me who thinks that.
Okay. Who said that?
Oh, I can't tell you.
That'd be telling, wouldn't it? So Harry, what's the best thing about your mum? What would you say is the best thing? It's the best quality.
She always comes and picks me up from school.
She always comes and picks you up from school. That's a good thing.
Haven't forgotten you yet.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten you yet. Yeah.
So I'm quite reliable.
Yeah, she makes me do stuff when I don't want to do it, so that I don't be a lazy
nincompoop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
She lets me play Fortnite for more than 2 hours a day.
All right.
Good.
What do you think's good about me with regards to gymnastics? Or not good?
The not good thing is she never does enough games in gymnastics.
Okay.
You don't play enough games.
Okay, that's good feedback.
And the best thing is you let us do a lot of different things in the session, or have a lot of varied stuff to do.
So different stations and activities. That's good. Good stuff. Well, thank you very, very much for being our special guest on our show, Harry. And I think that concludes it for today, Gemma.
Okay, great. I've got a couple of questions to ask.
Oh, do you now? Okay.
Okay, so Rob, your mum, she was your gymnastics coach at times.
She was for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. How did you feel having your mum as your gymnastics coach?
I found it pretty good for the most part. I think we get on really well anyway, so I think it was pretty okay for the most part. There was times where if we'd have a little argument before or something, and then you'd have to go into your session with obviously your mum being your coach, so that wasn't great.
Also, your mum's very much like me, so she's a busy person, she works hard.
Yeah.
And you're one of four boys, whereas Harrison's one of three. She was always busy. How did you find she juggled work and gymnastics and all the things?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think she always made sure that there was at least a couple of evenings free a week where she could sort of spend time for family time. She didn't make sure that every evening she was super busy doing stuff. So I think obviously during the day she'd be quite busy anyway, but that'd be when we were at school and stuff, so it was okay. But then evenings, I think she tried to keep at least three evenings free a week, and then the rest she'd be coaching and things.
How do you find it, Harrison, that I'm out quite a few evenings a week?
Good.
Yeah, you like it?
It's only if you stay at home with Dad. We can,
yeah, you're really lucky,
aren't
you?
Watch streamers.
Because your dad helps, and so you're not necessarily with anyone else all the time. But you have to go to your uncle's once a week. How do you find that?
Rubbish.
Poor Uncle James. Why do you find it rubbish?
My Xbox isn't there.
Ah, because your Xbox isn't there. But is it nice that you get to spend time with your cousin and your uncle?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. Okay, great. Right, I think I think that's a wrap.
I think that concludes it for today.
Okay, hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Thank you very much for watching. Don't forget to leave a comment on any topics or questions that you think we should cover next.
Thank you
for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Gymnastics. If you'd like to keep in touch, then find Head Over Heels Gymnastics on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. If you're a teacher looking for some free downloadable resources, or a parent looking for a present for your gymnast, head over to www.headoverheelsgymnastics.co.uk to fulfil your gymnastics needs.